You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Moving Slow, here on the B. Moving Slow by Louisa Nicklin. Kia ora, Louisa. How are you this morning?
I'm very good. How are you, Rachel?
I'm good, thanks. Congratulations. You got a new single out today, Thick, and yes. You have a video for it.
Yes.
And you have a whole new album on the way.
Yes. Oof. Big day.
Big day.
Big day.
Feeling excited?
Yeah, how about?
Feeling a little bit, like, nervous?
No.
Don't put that one in your brain.
Yeah. Should I be?
No. You just said Yeah, with like a tentative look on your face. So I wondered
I was just thinking
that was...
about what I feel.
Oh, good, yeah. Good. Thick is the name of the new single, and this is the sort of like, I guess, kicking into gear, The Big Sulk, which is your new record.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about what's been happening. What have you been working on? How has this process come about? Because I know there's quite a few old mates you've got involved with this album. There's a few new mates that are in there as well. Who's in the crew at the moment?
Yeah, so I've been working on this for, it feels like maybe 2 years, but not, but kinda. Like, I feel like we were recording some, like, demos for these songs a long time ago.
Yeah.
With, yeah, old mates, Mason Ferry and Eamon Edmondson-Wells, who are, like, been playing with me for ages. And then also got Shane Carter on board, which was really cool. Got to know him through playing in Dimmer, and then asked him probably, like, 18 months, nearly 2 years ago, if he wanted to produce an album with me, and he's keen. And then since then, he's just been like, he's helped heaps with the songwriting and then obviously with the recording process as well.
Yeah, and so you guys went out to the bush in the Coromandel and recorded a lot of this. What was that like?
It was pretty cool. We were there for like 2 weeks, and my hope had been that we'd go there, we'd smash it out, have an album. This is March last year.
Yeah.
And we ate a lot of sausages and everyone got sick of the sausages and I didn't know what else to cook because I'd bought so many sausages.
It's like school camp.
Yeah, it was school camp energy and I was kind of like catering but also
making an album.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of buzzy. Yeah, we finished that process and then we had a whole lot of really cool songs that were pretty much finished. Some that were like a bit meh, and then Shane was like, I reckon you should write some more songs. And I was like, ugh,
Shane,
I just want to get on with it. But I think he really taught me like having some patience.
Yeah.
And you know, what's another 6 months or whatever in the scheme of things if you want to make something you feel really good about.
That's awesome. That's a really cool thing to learn and nice to have someone who's got you back on that as well, who knows you've got maybe a better song in you.
Yeah,
and totally. Can see where that idea is heading.
Yeah.
And like chase it a little bit further up the road.
Yeah. Totally.
What's your songwriting process we've talked about a lot before. You kind of let the words come, work out what it was about later maybe sometimes. Sometimes you know.
Sometimes I know.
When you've been listening to this record back, because, you know, 2 years is a long time, lots of things going on in that time. Have you found yourself, like, reflecting on what this record means for you now?
Yeah, I think my first record definitely felt like it was a lot about my own feelings and whatever, but this one this one feels a bit more definitely my own feelings but also reflecting on my relationships with people, and some songs are actually just about other people, not myself. The first one felt a lot more about like my family and things like that. Yeah, it's definitely interesting listening back. It's kind of like going back and reading some old diary entries and being like, oh, so that's what was going on.
That's what was happening in my brain at that time. Working with someone like Shane, what did you find kind of added to the mix? Obviously, he was really good at pushing you to follow those ideas a little bit, but what did you find about his particular production style? Did that kind of change the way you were thinking about these tracks a bit too?
Yeah, I think the bit that was the most helpful was actually before, like, all the pre-production stuff. So I spent a lot of time sharing songs with him and he was really good at just like listening and being like, ooh, that bit.
Yeah.
That bit is your like hook or whatever. Not that I write hooks and it wasn't like, there's your pop hook, let's make it a banger. Yeah. But it'll be like, that bit there is a little nice earworm. You should like repeat that or come back to that.
Yeah,
or,
right.
Just had this way of like hearing what was the good bits in the song and hearing what bits felt a bit
like, yeah, you know, lackluster. Unnecessary. Yeah.
And that was really helpful. And then during the recording, there was a whole, vibe with that of talking to the band about like how to play the song in a way that supports what's happening, I guess.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so helpful to have people who can like think and listen to that. And I think also when you've worked with people that you've known for ages, like Eamon and Mason, and then also Durham Fenwick, I know, has been a bit involved in this album as well.
So he came in towards the end and played on some tracks as well, which is really cool.
So it's nice to have that kind of collection of people who you know well and then someone whose ear is new maybe to what you're doing to help you see or hear what you're making, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And it can be hard because you can be like, I love this bit of this song.
Leave it alone, Shane.
Yeah, yeah. I love this lyric. And you're like, I don't know, man. And sometimes you can stand by that and be like, no, no, no. This bit's important to me.
I'm right, yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, maybe you got
you got to kill your darlings a little bit.
Yeah, that was kind of his, it actually was his phrase throughout the past like 2 years. Kill your darlings sometimes. And that was a big one with writing new songs for the album and ditching some.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, kill those darlings.
Whoa, brutal process.
But I'm very happy I did because I've got way better songs for it.
Yeah. Let's talk about the music video for Thick because it's so good. It's real 70s. You've got some funky looking jelly going on.
Yeah.
Who did you make this video with?
Yeah, I made this with Ellie Burns as the director. Her, me and Zoe Dunster worked quite hard with the concept, and then we had Stephen Akers doing some filming, Lily Alexander on styling. Yeah, it was really, really fun.
It's quite a colourful video. I think of the last record of yours as being quite a black and white. There was definitely a black and white theme to a lot of your imagery and stuff, but also like in the context of the record as well, big dark themes as well. This one has some intentional colour in it. Is that something you were thinking about at all?
I guess there's kind of like, I feel like last time I really leant into the, like, I'm moody and serious, and which, you know, I can be, but also I'm not, and like the title, The Big Sulk, of the album, this video kind of leans into that as well, of kind of having this, like, tongue-in-cheek or, like, awareness of, maybe this music's about, like, some intense feelings or sad stuff or whatever, but, like, I don't know, it has some self-awareness that there's like bigger things in the world. So there is this kind of colour to it as well.
Yeah, totally. I really recommend people check out the video. It's awesome. It's out everywhere now, as is the track. Where do you prefer people to get it from, Louisa?
Oh, I mean, Bandcamp's great.
Nice.
But spend, you can listen cash to it wherever you want to.
Exactly. Bandcamp Friday tomorrow, though, just a heads up for everyone. So make those little lists, save those searches, add it to your cart, and then hit checkout tomorrow when it's fees-free.
Yeah, hard out.
Nice. Hey, thanks, Louisa, for coming in and excited for you about this record. When is The Big Sulk going to be out in the world?
August 23rd. So a little while.
Nice. Time to settle into it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Let's listen to Thick, the brand new single. You're on BFM.
Give my
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.